Do you know what an idol is? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. It's not that I love money, but I do love picking up skills and learning new things, so it's easy for me to pick up little jobs here and there. So sometimes I think work becomes like an idol to me. I devote a lot of time and attention to it, and that's gotten me into some trouble. And that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo. It's called One God by Bethany Acker. There is no one like God. There is nothing that could replace him. Yet, all throughout history, people have been trying to make other gods. Even the Israelites, God's chosen people, made idols for themselves to worship. We have tried to replace God, but nothing we make could ever compare to him. In Psalm 115, we read that idols can't talk or hear or see. Other gods are fake and worthless. They don't offer any help or guidance. They are not worthy of worship. Many of us already know that about false gods. And we tend to think we could never get tricked into worshiping one, that we know who God is and would never abandon him. Yet it's easy to forget that idols come in many forms. Yes, some idols are statues made of wood or metal, but in Matthew 6, Jesus warns us about having money as our God. He says, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money." As we go through life, there are times we might feel dependent on money. We might fall in love with it because of all it can do for us, how easy it is to make money our God. But there is no one like the one true God. In Matthew 6, Jesus says that he takes care of us. He loves us. He guides us. He is there all the time. He hears every prayer and listens to every thought. He knows us better than anyone and can anticipate what we need before we even ask. There are countless false gods we could fall for, but there is only one real God. There is only one worthy of our love. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Whenever we find ourselves chasing after an idol, whether it be money or any other created thing instead of the Creator himself, God calls us to repent. We can confess our idolatry to him and we can rest in his sure forgiveness because Jesus already took all our sins upon himself on the cross and his spirit empowers us to turn away from sin. Because of his great love for us, we can love him instead of loving money. In our broken world, dealing with money is not easy. How does God call us to view money? How does his love free us from the love of money? You can check out 1 Timothy 6, 5-19 and Hebrews 13, verse 5 if you want to know a little bit more about that. As you and I can read in our Bibles together, 1 Corinthians 8:6 says, "There is one God, the Father, by whom all things were created and for whom we live. And there is one God, Jesus Christ, through whom all things were created and through whom we live." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 115, verses 1 through 13, Matthew 6, 7 through 8, as well as 19 through 34, and 1 Corinthians 8, 4 through 6, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. In today's Devo, we talked about how there is only one God. Have you learned something new about God lately that you want to share with us? Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.